Spirit of God, speak to us and fill us.
求圣灵来对我们说话，来充满我们。
Reveal to us how we can get more involved in missions.
求神来指示我们，我们如何能够来参与宣教。
Reveal to us what you would have us do for your name's sake.
求神也彰显你自己，教导我们，为了你名的缘故，我们应当如何做。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Jesus said in Matthew 28:18 through 20.
耶稣在马太福音第二十八章十八节到二十节说。
All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always until the very end of the age.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What are you doing about that command?
当你接到这样子的命令的时候，你要怎么做呢？
Did you know?
你知道吗？
Next slide, please. Go ahead and start it.
我们来看一段影片。
Need the volume up. Volume.
今天差不多有七十亿的人。
Volume for the computer.
是他们的家。
Let's restart it.Yeah, we started. Yeah.
Okay. 我会用中文来、okay. 来那个讲解一下这个很快的。
Okay. Here we go. Nice and loud.
你知道吗？今天差不多有七十亿的人称地球是他们的家。有三分之一的人根本没有认识耶稣的希望。有三分之一的人完全没有机会能够透过其他人的告诉他们有关耶稣。他们是福音来说是未得之名，将近有二十亿的人，明天还会更多。就正当我们在看这张投影片的时候，有两个人刚刚过世，还有四个婴孩出生了。这个数字每年都在增加。一个在尼泊尔乡下的妇女，她每天花两个小时的时间在剪排，但至少她知道她在做什么，她在寻找什么。但是一个未得之名，如果从未听过一个人，是主耶稣，他如何去寻找主耶稣呢？基督降临两千年之后，二十一人称他们是基督徒，但是为什么还有很多人福音无法传到他们，而且希望渺茫呢？未得之名是不公平的，是不能被接受的。你知道吗？我们继续拆派宣教士。他们大部分从事的却是已经是基督徒的地方，只有三十分之一的宣教士从事的是最需要的二十亿的未得之名。当我们奉献一百块钱的时候，猜猜有多少钱是用在那些未得之名身上？只有一分钱，更多的钱是用在教会，而不是用在未得之名。有越来越多的基督徒参加为期几天的宣教旅行，但是却越少人去回应更长时间的宣教的呼召，去了解当地的文化，了解他们的语言，赢得他们的信任。如果没有人收庄稼，庄稼就会在河场烂掉。你知道吗？今天这个福音要传遍天下，这有没有可能发生在我们有生之年呢？神正在兴起的国家对未得之名有负担，在那些国家已经开派了，要任县开派十万个宣教士到世界上未得知名的地方，像是中国、蒙古，一起我们一起努力，将会福音带给这些被忽略的二十亿人。让我们一起同往，想象带来改变，祷告、开派、去爱，看哪里最需要。把福音带给到每一个部落、语言和人民。
Let's give one a hand for
doing such a good job of that.
Sorry, you missed a lot.
Thanks. That was a lot of work. Really appreciate that. Well, before we continue in our getting more involved in missions, we need to understand some about missions.
那在我们说我们要更加参与宣教之前，我们需要多一点了解宣教到底是什么。
One key thing is the 1040 window.
那有一个名词叫做 北纬40之窗。
And the 1040 window is a rectangular, as you can see on the map there behind you, and it includes North Africa, the Middle East, and the Sahara Desert.
这个所谓的北纬十字形的长方形的形状，大家可以看得到。那它包括的范围是在北非、中东、亚洲这一带。
It's also known as the resistant belt.
它也是被称为是所谓的抗拒带。
And the lower horizontal bar is like 10 degrees latitude, and the top one is 40 degrees latitude.
所以在这个长方形的下面这条呢是北纬10度，上面的这条是北纬40度。
And in this rectangle called the 1040 window is the majority of unreached peoples.
在这个长方形的窗户里面，就是所谓的最多最多未得之民住居住的地方。
Okay. Now, understanding that will help a little bit with the quiz that you're going to take now. So if you could take out your pens, pencils. If you need one, just raise your hand and the ushers will bring you one.
所以当我们知道了一点背景有关于这个北纬10度到40度的窗户之后呢，我们现在要做一个简单的测验，考考你自己对这个的了解。
So a lot of this information I'm presenting today is from a group called the Joshua Project.
我今天所在这边所呈现的是有一个叫约书亚计划的一个事工，他们的材料。As
I read through the question and the answers, they're numbered. I'll say number one, and then you'll see the one, and then just check the circle that appropriately goes with the question on the display.
在媒体，牧师会读这个问题，然后请大家来填答案，然后就请你把它圈起来，就是在写一二三四的这个上面，你可以圈选。I
will go through this quickly, so it's just a matter of seeing how well you do for your own personal knowledge.
Okay. 那我们不会花太多的时间，只是要让你有一个机会看看对这个。 宣教这方面的事情有多少了解，所以我们不会花太多时间的，是很快的过去这样。So
are you ready?
大家准备好了吗？
Not convincing. Okay. The first question is, some of Jesus' last words on earth were, and you're supposed to check all that apply.
Okay. 第一个问题就是说，耶稣在世的最后所说的一些话，注意好，是一些话，所以任何你觉得是有可能的，都。
First is go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
第一个答案是说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民。万民的原文是说凡受造的。So
if you think Jesus said that, you check that first.
如果你觉得，哎，这个是耶稣在离开世界之前所说的，就可以选它。As
the Father has sent me, I also send you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Next is, you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the remotest part of the earth.
第三个，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。The
last one should be easy. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations.
最后应该是很简单的，就是第四个，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。So
hopefully you've checked yours now, and the answer is, go and check all of them. He said, all of these.
所以标准答案是四个都要选。Yes.
And now you can go ahead and click on the answer.
好，你就可以选，然后就往下走。And
we are correct. Yay. Okay.
答对了。Okay.
Next, when Jesus said, "Make disciples of all nations," by nations he meant.
当主耶稣说使万民做我的门徒，他指的万民或者是万国是什么意思呢？
Did he mean countries?
他指的是说所有的国家吗？
Languages,
所有的语言,
people groups,
还是所有的民族团体,
The answer is people groups.
答案是第三个，所有的民族团体。
All right, let's go to the next one.
好，再下一题。
People groups can be defined by and check all that apply.
那如果讲到是民族团体的话，你觉得下面哪一些答案是对的呢？复选。
Language.
语言。
That's the first one. Age range.
是年龄层。
Religion.
宗教。
Culture or caste.
是文化。
Economic level.
还是经济的水平。
And the answers are...
那答案是...
Language.
语言。
Religion.
宗教信仰。
Culture or caste.
然后文化背景。
How are you guys doing?
大家回答的怎么样?
Okay, let's go to the next one.
好,再下一题。
Oh, before I go any further, people group is defined as a group of ethnic, an ethnic group that is unreached, meaning there's not enough indigenous people that are Christians that can reach their own group.
在这边提到的所谓的未得之民，这个民族团体指的是说，是有一些在民族国家里面的民族的部落基督徒跟他们接触到的，还是比例非常非常低的这样子的这一些团体，就是这样，所以在定义这个民族团体。
All right, next question.
好，下一个问题。
Approximately how many people groups are there in the world?
大家猜猜看，在这个世界上到底有？多少估计一下，到底有多少民族团体？我们刚刚定义的那个民族团体呢
？250
有没有250个那么多
？1200
还是1200个
？6700
6700个
，or 16600
还是16600个
？The answer is the bottom one.
答案是最后一个
16600
16600个。
Go ahead, click 16,600.
好，如果你选的是那个的话，你答对了。
There we go, yay. Okay, next question. Unreached. Oh, go ahead. Unreached people groups are defined as those with no missionaries, no Christians, and no churches.
那对于这个未得哈没有福音没有接触到的这个民族团体，那定义是说，在那里没有宣教士，没有基督徒，没有教会，是不是这样子叫做？未得之民这个团体呢？未得哈，你觉得这个这样子的定义是对还是不对
？Is this true or false? It is false.
答案是不对的。
Because a people group that's unreached doesn't mean there's no Christians there or no missionaries. It just means there's not enough for them to be able to effectively reach their own people group.
所以未得之民它的定义是，并不是说没有宣教士。没有基督徒接触到他们，而是说这个比例很低，低到一个地步，他们彼此之间在他们的民族团体里面没有办法来传福音。
The Joshua Project that produced this quiz says if it's less than 2% evangelical Christians in that people group, it's unreached.
根据约书亚事工他们的定义，就是在任何民族团体里面，如果他们的基督徒的比例是低于2%的。那样子的民族团体就被当作是未得之民的团体。
Okay, let's move on.
好，我们继续。
Next question. There are fewer than 1,000 unreached people groups.
那刚刚讲的是全世界，现在讲的是那有多少还没有被还没有被福音还没有被传到呢？是不是在这个世界上已经低于1000个未得之民的这个民族团体呢
？True or false?
是对还是不对呢
？What do you think?
答案，猜猜看。
It's false.
答案是不对的。
Correct.
如果你答不对，你就对。
Okay, now, what I want you to do here is you're going to have to write down these in the right order. It says, put these countries in order of most to fewest unreached people groups.
这一题呢，稍微有一点复杂，就是说，请大家要把以下这些国家以他们未得之民的人数从最多的到最少的依次序排列，所以最多的是第一。然后最少的是第四，有四个国家，对不对？你觉得哪一个有最多未得之民
？These are hard to read, I know, so we'll say them out loud. China,
中国
；United States,
美国
；Pakistan,
巴基斯坦
；and Papua New Guinea,
巴布亚新几内亚。
So which in the order of most unreached people groups to
有,
least?
有最多未得之民团体, 这个团体数最多的是以上四个国家的哪一个? 然后第二个是哪一个? 第三个, 然后第四个。
I'll just give you a few seconds to write
好,
it down.
给大家有几秒钟的时间作答一下。
Okay, which?
Oh, 不是, number of.
Number.
是,
number of people groups, the most.
People group 是指的是民族团体的数目。 我刚刚一开始的时候讲错了, 是说, 不是说总, 总人口, 好, 是民族团体的数目, 民族团体。
Okay, the answer is?
不一样的部落, 不一样的民族, 这样是被当作那个好。 然后,
Pakistan
要公布答案了,
is the top.
巴基斯坦是第一,
then China.
然后才是中国。
Then the United States.
然后是美国,
and then Papua New Guinea.
然后最后是巴布亚新几内亚。
Now these are unreached people groups, remember?
这些是, 啊, 就是未得的这个民族团体的数目。
Yesterday we learned we have a large unreached people group right here in the United States.
昨天我们在这里学到说, 哦, 在美国本地就有很多的, 啊, 这个未得的民族团体。
Okay, next.
好,下一题。
Over 85% of unreached people groups are in the 1040 window.
有超过85%的未得之民是居住在北纬10到40之窗。
True or false?
是, 答案是对还是不对呢?
That's right, it's true.
答案是对的。
That's why they call it the 1040 window.
所以他们才会把这一块叫做10-40之窗。
Good. Next.
下一个问题。
Okay, this is question number 9.
第九题。
Select all the unreached people groups over 25 million people in size.
把所有未得之名的那些民族团体，他们有超过2500万人口的民族团体选出来。Check
all that apply.
如果你觉得那些民族团体是有超过2500万的，都选出来。So
take a minute, think about that.
哦，没有办法读哈，第一个。 第一个是,
I'll say it. Sunda of Indonesia.
是印尼的孙达人,
the Yadav of India.
印度的亚达夫人,
Hakka of China.
中国的客家人,
the Sheikh of Bangladesh.
孟加拉的夏克人,
the Turk of Turkey.
土耳其的突厥人,
and the answer is
答案是,
all of them.
所有的都是超过2500万。
All these have over 25 million people each in their people group.
以上列出来的这些民族团体都有超过2500万的。
Okay, last question.
好,最后一题。
Okay, here's another thing you have to kind of match.
这题是连连看。
You match the following people groups with their primary religion.
在左边所列出来的是民族团体,在右边的是宗教信仰。 那 现在呢,他们没有配对在一起,所以你可以连连看,把它连起来,看是一,左边的民族团体是要对到哪一个?
We will read through them for you.
哪一个那个宗教,好, 我们会读。
On the left column,
在左边,
the people groups,
这些民族团体,
the Kurds of Turkey,
土耳其的突厥人,
the Sadama of Ethiopia,
伊索比亚, 或者是说伊塞俄比亚的希达人,
the Chetri of Nepal,
希达马人, 尼泊尔的切里切特里人,
the Khmer of Cambodia,
柬埔寨的高棉人,
the religions are
那, 宗教信仰包括
Buddhist,
佛教,
Hindu,
印度教,
Christianity,
基督教,
and Muslim,
穆斯林, 回教。
So you got to match them up.
好, 请大家连连看。 One to one.
Yeah, it's one-to-one match, so nothing left over. Okay, the answer is,
答案是,
we'll start with Buddhist.
然后我们说佛教,
and you have to drag it over there.
哪一个?
You
哪一个民族团体?
Drag Buddhist over to the bottom, the Cambodia, the Khmer of Cambodia.
柬埔寨的高棉人,
you figured that one out,
主要的信仰是佛教。
Okay, let's do Muslim.
那回教, 穆斯林呢?
We can move that to the left, to Turkey.
哦,
the Kurds of Turkey.
土耳其的突厥人。
Okay? Christianity, where do you think that goes?
那基督教连到的是哪一个呢?
It goes to the Ethiopians. Yes.
是伊索比亚的。
and then Hindu
西达马人,
to Nepal.
然后印度的就去到尼泊尔.
Right. And actually, it's interesting here, it says that the Sidama of Ethiopia have the highest percentage of evangelical Christians in the whole world.
很有意思的是, 伊索比亚的这个索达马人, 他们是世界上 基督徒比例最高的, 在全世界比例最高的一个族。
Yeah. Interesting, huh? That's
很有意思,
it. 对不对? So how'd you do on your quiz?
那大家得几分呢?
We got 100%, look at that.
你看,我们得到100分, 我们全对了。
Okay, let's go back to the PowerPoint.
好,让我们再回到这个 PowerPoint来。
Okay, let's see if this works. Nope. Okay, next slide. That's the people's quiz. Okay, so now for us to understand missions, we really got to think of the big picture of God's work.
如果我们要来了解, 宣教的话, 我们是需要知道神工作的全貌, 一个大的照片。
Okay, just click. Yeah. So in order to understand the big picture, we often, in our lives, get focused on our own small picture.
有些时候我们的生活, 我们的方式就是要了解大的全貌, 但我们很多时候都是从很小的一部分开始。
All we can see and all is before us is what's going on in our own life.
所以我们很多时候就是到底我们在我们的生活当中发生什么什么各样各样的事情。
So to get more involved in missions, we got to see the, remember the big picture.
但是如果我们要参与宣教的话, 我们应该看到的是全貌。
So for example, there's a picture up here. What is this?
所以有一个例子在就在这个投影片上。 大家看到这个照片上面那个东西是什么呢?
When we look at something really small piece of something, it's hard to see the bigger picture.
有些时候我们看很近距离看你的东西的时候, 我们就没有办法看到全貌。现在我们只看到那个物品的一个很小的一部分。
Do you recognize what this is?
你知道这是什么吗?
Yes, yes, a couple of you got it. It's a VHS tape. Go ahead, click.
这是那个录像带的那个翻过来后面那个转轮。
Yeah, old. Out of date VHS tape.
很多人都没看过这个东西了.
Okay, next.
好，下一个.
Okay, what about this?
那这是什么东西呢?
What do you think this is?
Oh,
that's very good. It's a can opener.
开罐器.
Yeah. Okay, one more thing.
好，再来一个.
What about this? It's not a bug.
不是一只虫.
It's the, go ahead, click. It's the nose piece.
这是我们眼镜上面.
That's right. Okay, next.
好,下一个.
So the big picture for us as Christians, for us to remember what we're doing, is based on what Jesus said.
所以如果要让我们明白这个宣教的全貌的话, 我们就要来想到耶稣在当时他是怎么说的。
Okay, next slide. Next slide. And Jesus said, like I mentioned in the beginning, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
那耶稣在, 他的大使命, 命令我们, 你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And nations here, go ahead and click again. Nations in the Greek is ethne, and that means where we get the word ethnic from.
这个国家这个字在希腊文就是ethn, 就是我们说的这个, 民族的这个意思。
And so all nations, go ahead and click again. The result is that people from every tribe and people and nation and tongue will be worshiping the Lord Jesus.
所以以就万国来说,指的是说是所有的 各国,各族,各民,各语言能够一起来 来敬拜神。
So God's glory and his kingdom will fill the whole earth. That's his goal.
所以神的目标就是神的荣耀跟国度能够充满遍地。
Okay, next slide.
好,下一个。
What is making disciples of all nations? Why is it so important?
那使万民做主耶稣的门徒为什么是那么重要呢?
Okay. It's because of this vision that we see in Revelations, verse 5, verse 9 here, of this people of every tribe, every language, every ethnic group that is present there worshiping before the throne.
那我们就看到说在启示录的第五章第九节里面描述到是让所有的各族, 各语言的，他们能够一起聚集来敬拜神。
Okay, next. So how many people groups are there? You've heard this already.
所以我们刚刚在做这个小的测验的时候，我们就听到说，到底这世界上有多少个民族团体呢？
Do you remember about how many they are?
大家还记得吗？
That's right. Click, go ahead. 16,600. Right. Okay, next.
再下一个。
And how many people groups are considered unreached?
那还有多少是被认为，是多少的民族团体被认定是福音还没有传到，或者是很少被传到的呢？ 多少？
We didn't give you that number. We said over that.
我们刚刚没有确切的数字，但有说它超过多少？
Yeah, go ahead. Click. It's 7,300.
还有7,300个民族团体是未得之名。
You already saw five of those people groups have 25 million people each.
大家刚刚看到有五个民族团体，他们的人数是超过2,500万的。
That's only five of 7,300.
那只是刚刚这边看到的7,300个民族团体里面的五个。
Okay, next.
好，我们再看下一张。
These are the countries that have the most unreached people groups in the world.
这边列出来五个国家，在这五个国家里面有最多未得的民族团体。
They are India.
他们是印度。
That has by far the most.
印度有最多最多的未得的民族团体。
Then Pakistan and China are very close, if you look.
巴基斯坦跟中国，他们非常接近，第二、第三。
Then comes in Bangladesh, and then last Nepal.
然后是孟加拉，然后尼泊尔。
And notice all these countries are where?
那大家注意到这些国家都在哪里吗？
In the 1040 window, right?
就是在那个北纬14时。
Okay, next.
下一张。
And this is a map that Joshua Project has put together to help us see visually where the unreached people groups are.
这是一张地图，是约书亚施工，帮助我们了解这些未得之民，或者是基督徒其他的他们的分布情况。
The red area is where the unreached people groups are located.
红色的部分，就是那未得之民他们居住的地方。
The yellow area is what they call nominal Christians or adherents. They call themselves Christians, but they may not really be active.
Okay. 那黄色部分是那些所谓的基督徒，说的比较白一点，就是挂名的基督徒。他们说他们是基督徒，但是事实上并没有真正操练基督徒的生命的这些人住的地方。
But this is all done by percentage of how much of the population is Christian.
这些是 从在那个团体里面，他们的百分比就基督徒的百分比例。
And then the green areas are the highest, they call the reached areas of the world with Christianity.
那绿色的部分就指的是说已经福音已经传到的这些地方。
The gray areas are there's no data or they're just not inhabited.
那这个灰色的部分呢，就是可能是没有资料或者是那边居住的人很少的。
Okay, next.
好，再下一张。
Next slide. What strategy can the church use to make disciples of all nations?
那教会对使万民做主的门徒应该有什么样子的策略呢？
Next. So we've heard it from Matthew and in Mark, the gospel there. It's the same commands of Jesus saying, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations.
我们在马太福音还有马可福音都听到主耶稣的命令。 就是要往普天下去传福音给万民听。So
is this a realistic goal that we can present the gospel of Jesus Christ to every single person in the planet?
那大家觉得说对地球上的每一个人传福音这样的目标实际可行吗？
What do you think?
你觉得怎么样？每一个人都有传到，都对他们传到福音。
This is a lot of people.
那就很多很多的人啊。
Well, for example, Coca-Cola had this vision.
Coca-Cola,它有这样子的一个意向。
Their vision was,
它说什么呢? 地球上的每一个人手上都有一罐。
A can of Coke in the hand of every person on earth. Oh, you said it already. Okay. All right. All right, next. So Coke has achieved this.
所以可口可乐它已经 达到几乎已经达到这样子的目标了。
Okay, you can just click through these pictures. These are pictures from all over the planet
这些照片就是可口可乐在世界各个地方，无论多么偏远，多么都有可口可乐。
And I know many of us have traveled, and you probably can find a can of Coke.
所以我知道，当你去旅行的时候，你到哪里去，你都可以买到一罐可口可乐。
Yeah, we ministered to the very poor in Mexico, and we could go down the street to this little shack and buy a Coke.
我们到墨西哥去一个非常落后贫穷的地方，但是我们也可以在那个街道上买到可口可乐。
So therefore, if Coke can have this vision, then Christians with the Almighty, powerful God and the Holy Spirit to power us definitely can have this and succeed.
如果可口可乐能够有这样子的意向，而且他们几乎要可以做到的，那我们基督徒靠着神的大能，难道做不到吗？
Go ahead. Okay, so the gospel to the ends of the earth. Go ahead, click. So what are some of the ways that the church is trying to achieve this goal up to this point?
把福音传到地极，有什么办法可以来让我们去接触到世界上角落的每一个人呢？
I'm just going to go through these quickly.
所以我就会很快的来,
so the first is Bible translation.
第一个方法，翻译圣经。
And right now, the New Testament has been translated into over 87% of the world's, the languages that reached the world's population of 87% of the world. Yeah.
新约圣经已经翻译成世界上人口的母语已经达到世界的87%了。
But the remaining 13% requires over 2,000 translations yet to be done.
但是剩下的这个13%的世界的人口却需要还需要有2,000种的圣经的翻译。
Another way the church has been trying to reach the world is through film. And what is the most viewed film in history of mankind?
另外一个方式就是来放电影。那大家晓不晓得，这个世界上大家被最多人看过的电影是什么电影？
And this film has been translated more than any other film.
这部片子是被其他所有的片子被翻译最多的语言。It's
the Jesus film.
这部片子叫做耶稣传。
Good, click next. So they say that over 6.5 billion people have viewed or heard this film already.
所以这世界上已经有65亿的人次
Now, many of these have seen it more than once.
因为有些人是看不止一次，可能超过一次。
And this film is available online with and translated in 1,200 languages.
这部片子也在我们的网络上面看得到，看到的语言超过1,200种。
And with these languages, it covers at least 95% of the world could watch this film and understand.
所以用这超过1,200种语言所播放的耶稣传，能够涵盖世界上超过95%的人口。Okay,
next. And then there's Christian radio broadcasting, which estimates that with Christian radio, 91% of the world has the ability to listen to something Christian on the radio.
那用收音机广播，基督教广播电台，估计呢，用这样的方式能够涵盖到世界上91%的人口。
Okay, next. So, let's summarize here.
好，那我们来做一个简单的总结。Go
ahead. So, we see that their total people groups are 16,600.
我们看到说所有的民族团体的数目有16,600。The
unreached is 7,300.
福音没有传到的民族团体有7,300。So,
the Joshua Project estimates that only 10% of the world are true believers.
约书亚事工他们估计世界上
20% are somewhere in the process of unbelief to belief, we'll say.
那大概有20%的这个基督徒呢，是介于这个信跟不信中间的。
40% of the world has heard the gospel but have not responded.
有40%的人口是他们听到福音，但是他们对福音没有回应，也就是他们不信。
And almost a third of the world has never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
有将近1/3的人是他们
So is Christianity growing or declining?
那对于基督教来说，到底基督教是在成长呢，还是在萎缩？
It's growing.
它是在成长的。
You can just click all those in there. So what we see is that more than 300 million people have come to Christ in the last 10 years.
在过去十年当中，有三亿的基督徒增加了，增长。
There's an explosion in the church.
这是一个教会爆炸式的成长。
Now we may not feel that here in North America.
我们在北美可能没有感觉到这样子的成长啊。
Because it's not really happening here.
因为发生的地方不是在这里。
Only 10 million of those 300 million is from North America or Europe together.
只有一千万的基督徒新的基督徒是在北美跟欧洲产生的。
But 290 million people have come to Christ through in places like Nigeria, Brazil, India, and China.
而那个增加的那个三亿，其中的两亿九千万呢，却是从国家像是奈及利亚、巴西、印度、中国。
And just go ahead and click through these. This is a chart of how many missionaries these different countries envision sending in the next 10 years.
这个图呢，告诉我们就是说这些国家，他们估计他们将要差遣多少的这个宣教士，在未来的15到20年，他们要差遣多少宣教士出去
？I'll just mention a couple. There's 50,000 Chinese missionaries they hope in the next 10 years to send out.
所以中国他们希望能够在未来十五到二十年差派50,000个宣教士出去。
30,000 Korean missionaries.
30,000个韩国的。宣教士
10,000 Philippine
missionaries, 菲律宾宣教士
and 15,000 Nigerian missionaries,
15,000奈及利亚的宣教士
21,000 Latin American missionaries,
21,000从拉丁美洲出去的宣教士
by far more than North America can produce.
他们这些数目都不是北美所能够跟他们相比的
at least at our current rate,
至少是我们现在的水平
Go ahead. Next.So why hasn't the Great Commission been accomplished?
那所以为什么耶稣基督的大使命还没有完成呢
？Because we are lacking resources.
因为我们缺乏一些资源。
Go ahead, click it. Just put it all up there. These are things that you've already heard. Only 1 out of 10 missionaries are ministering to the unreached in the world.
大家可能知道，就是说在资源来讲，只有十分之一的宣教士是他们的事工是在对未得之民。
And it's actually less than that. It's more like 1 out of 30.
我们刚刚看的那个影片里面是讲到是三十分之一而已。
And only a fraction of a penny of every dollar goes to reach the unreached.
所以每一块钱的奉献能够用到未得之民呢，是只有很小很小一部分的一分钱，就是一分钱，然后还要切很多很多份。
So Revelation 7:9 has this vision here that says, After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
所以在启示录七章九节说，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前。
So my goal today is to get us involved in missions and get us from looking at our specific life perspective.
所以我今天的目的是说让大家在对这个宣教有一个全貌的时候，也让我们能够看看我们自己对我们自己的特定我们的生活当中。
And remember and see the big picture the world needs.
但是同时也能够看到这个世界上一个全貌，就是这个宣教的需要。
How 1/3 of the world hasn't even heard of Jesus.
还有三分之一的这个世界的人没有听过耶稣基督。
So what do you think this is?
所以大家觉得怎么样？
Go ahead, throw it up. It's a ping pong.
这是一个乒乓拍，刚刚那个照片。
Yeah. So let's not keep so focused on our life, we forget the big picture.
好。所以让我们不要只是仅仅专注在很小很小的事情上面，让我们能够看到全貌。
Again, okay, so we're going to get involved in mission. So the rest of this time, we're going to go through this response form. So if you can pull this out.
所以我们希望大家能够参与宣教。所以这张现在大家手上有一张这个表格，回应的表格。
I'm going to go through each of these that are mentioned on the response form.So that we can understand how we could commit to doing something for missions.
那魏牧师要来解释一下这张这个表格上面填的，让我们了解之后，要让我们愿意说我们愿意委身来参与这个宣教事工。
You can do other things as well, but these are things specifically we want you to consider.
你可以做很在宣教事工上面，你可以做很多方面的事情，但是这些是我们列出来建议给大家来做参考的。You
can check one, or you can check more than one.
你可以选一项，或者是你可以选多项。
And we will follow up with you after you turn it in to give you more information on how you can pursue this.
当你填完之后交回来，我们会有跟进，就是根据你所填的，我们要帮助你来参与宣教施工。So
the first thing you do is write your name on it.
所以第一件事情要写，要做的就是把你的名字写下来。And
either your email or your phone.
然后有填上你的 email 或者是你的电话号码。
All right, so do that first.
好，先做这件事。
And the first suggestion we have is to consider is taking the perspectives of the World Christian Movement course.
第一个呢，我们建议的就是说来选一个课，来上一个课。
This course helps believers thread God's story and redeeming people in their everyday life.
这个课程帮助我们去了解神，从神的角度，然后要来如何将人救赎回来。And
it does this by helping people understand the big picture of how God is reaching every tribe, every people, every language and culture.
那所以他要做的就是，到底是透过这个课程了解神是怎么样子，透过各种方式去能够接触到这些各所有的民族啊团体。
So it teaches about missions from the scriptures.
所以这课教导从圣经的基础来教导宣教。
It teaches the history of missions in modern time.
也教导这个宣教的历史，在现代宣教历史。
And it really gives you a big picture.
然后给大家一个宣教的全貌。
Now there's different ways you can do this.
有各种不同方式大家可以来做。
You can take this course online.
这个课程是可以在网络上面来拿课的。It's
15 lessons.
它有15课。
It'll last over a period of, I think, 3 to 4 months.
它为期大概是三到四个月的时间。
So if you check this, we'll give you that more information on how to register online.
如果你想要选这项的话，我们会帮助你怎么样子在网络上面注册。
And the next online course is offered beginning November 4th.
下一个要开课的是在11月4号，是网络上面开课的。So
you can still have time to register for that.
所以还有几个礼拜的时间，大家可以考虑，然后来注册。But
the best way to take this course is in person.
但是最好的方式呢，是能够你上课，亲自的来上课。So
there's a couple places in person you can go to take this course. Go ahead, click the next slide.
有几个地方是你可以去选这个课，来到教室课堂上课的。One
is located in Green Pond, New Jersey.
第一个是在 Green Pond, New Jersey 的地方。And
you can see the dates there, January 6th, it starts.
它是从明年的1月6号开始。The
other one is in Hawthorne, New Jersey.
另外一个是在 Hawthorne, New Jersey 开课。
That starts a day earlier, January 5th.
它是比它早一天，1月5号开课，明年1月5号。
But it's quite a commitment because this course goes in through the end of April or early May.
这是也需要一段时间的大家的摆上，因为它这个从1月要到4月底或5月初。So
again, if you check this, we will give you the information of where to register for these courses.
如果你对修这门课有兴趣的话，你选了之后，我们会帮助你来注册。
So that's one way you can get more involved in missions by taking this course.
所以这就是如何能够参与宣教的一个办法，就是修课。The
next thing is you could read some books on missions.
那另外一个办法就是你也可以读一些跟宣教有关的书籍。And
we have some books to suggest. Of course, you can read any book you find that deals with missions.
我们有一些书籍是我们建议的，你可以来读。
Next slide. The first book I'd like to suggest is The Ordinary Adventure by Christine Jeske and Adam Jeske.
这是第一本要建议的书, 叫做平凡的旅程。
This is written by a missionary couple that was in missions for years and then came back to the States and settled and worked here in the States.
这个作者是一对宣教士的夫妇，在他们侍奉多年之后回到美国来，然后他们写了这本书。
So it gives us the vision for how do we cross the street. In the sense, we are missionaries right where we are.
那这个书帮助我们，就是我们如何能够跨过街道，像我们自己也是宣教士一样。
The next book is The Missional Mom.
那第二本书就是有宣教意念的母亲。
I've really enjoyed reading this book.
我非常享受来读这本书。
I've read about half of it.
我读了一半了。
And because I figured if I'm going to, you know, recommend it, and somebody recommended it to me, I need to read it.
因为有人如果有人建议给我，那我要建议给你们，我就需要把它读一读。
I wish my mom would have read this book.
我就希望我的母亲也有读到这本书。
And I hope all you mothers will read this book.
我希望在座的母亲们能够读这本书。
It's great of how you as a mother can cast the vision of missions in your family.
这本书能够帮助母亲，就是如何将这个宣教的意向能够带到家里，带给小孩。
Okay, and then the next one is The Western Christians in Global Mission.
这是下一本书，就是在世界宣教上面西方的基督徒。
This one basically deals with what is the role of the American church now since the majority of the Christian world is outside the Western.
这本书给我们一个，就是说既然现在基督教的传播已经是在美国之外，那但是给美国的基督徒或者是西方的基督徒有机会去思考这个宣教。
And then lastly, how to be a world-class Christian.
那最后一本要介绍的就是如何成为世界级的基督徒。
Both these two books that I just mentioned are written by Paul Borthwick.
这两本都是 Paul Borthwick 写的。
I was very impressed with him when I went to Urbana this past Christmas time, and I met and talked with him.
在去年魏牧师到这个 Urbana 参加那个大会的时候，有见到这个作者。
And then the next four books that you see on your list are suggestions that are written in Chinese. So, if you see on your list, the English books are written in English, the Chinese are in Chinese, and one will say the titles of these books.
Okay.所以大家在这个表上也看到，就是有几本是中文的书哈。刚如果是英文的这个，他就用了英文；如果是用英文写的，就是已经写出来他的书名是英文的。那接下来几本中文的，华人教会新意象，陈芳著的哈。然后策者陈哈，林安国著，西方宣教运动。与中国教会之兴起，然后念恩情这四本书。
Thank you. Well, we focused on more the intellectual, right? The course and the read the books.
我们好像谈了这个上课啦，又是读书的哈，这个显得很知识分子的方式哈。
So now let's talk about the doing.
那接下来我们来谈，那我们应该。怎么样的行动呢?
So the next choice here is to be an online missionary for global media outreach.
那接下来一个方式就是在网络上面能够参与的，就是在成为网络上面的宣教士。
Global media outreach is an online ministry that has many websites reaching and out to people of different languages.
这个 global media outreach 这个组织呢，它是透过不少的一些网站要来去接触到就是还不是基督徒的。
And each one of us could be an online missionary.
我们当中每一位都能够做这个网络上的宣教士。
When someone makes a decision for Christ or they have questions about Christ, they need someone to respond personally to them.
如果有人在网络上面他们问一些问题有关于基督教的事情或是说他们想要信主他们需要有基督徒来带他们。你就可以回答。
They will provide training and resources to follow up.
这个组织呢，它会帮助我们，如果有兴趣的话，它会帮助做训练，然后也提供资源。
And I contacted them just a couple days ago, and they said they desperately need people are fluent in simplified Chinese.
那魏牧师几天前跟他们联系，他们说他们在对于那些简体字哈，读简体中文的这些人，他们的需求是特别大。
So if you are interested, check that off, and we will get you the information on how to you have to apply and you go through an application process.
如果你有兴趣的话呢，那你需要来申请，然后会经过审核的过程，然后我们会帮助你。
Next is pray for one of our supported missionaries from our church and receive the regular update from the missionary.
在下一个的就是为我们教会所支持的宣教士来祷告，然后也定期会收到他们宣教士他们寄给我们的状况。
So you can choose one specific missionary or multiple missionaries, and then you will then receive their regular updates as well.
你可以选是一个特定的一个宣教士，或者是多个从几个宣教士都选，然后你就会收到他们的代祷的事项。
So at the end of the workshop, if you do check this, just raise your hand, and one of the ushers will come and give the list of missionaries that we support, and you can check off one or however many.
在我们今天讲座结束的时候，如果你是有选这项的，就是为我们教会所支持的宣教士祷告那请你举手，因为我们的招待会发给你这个我们教会所支持的宣教士有哪些人，然后你可以再做进一步的圈选。
Okay, next slide. Oh, that was Global Media. Go ahead, next slide. Okay, and you can pray around the world in a year.
那你也可以为这个世界一年都为这个世界来祷告。
You can get this book. It's called Operation World.
这本书叫做 Operation World.
It has tons of information about every country in the world.
它对全世界的每一个国家都有介绍。
From a Christian perspective.
它是从基督徒的角度来介绍的。
And it has a prayer guide in here to help you pray around the world in a year.
它也在这当中呢，帮助你来祷告，为这些国家来祷告。它有特别祷告的这个引导。
Another thing we encourage you to think about is to dedicate 2% of your time of the next year to serve in a context or preach the gospel in a context outside of your own town or city.
接下来的这个就是说，我们鼓励大家在明年未来的这一年，花你2%的时间是花在这个来接触传福音哈，接触那些需要被传福音的人。是不是住在你自己的家附近的，而是超过那个范围的。
And 2% of a year equals about 1 week.
2% 的时间大概是多长呢？就是差不多是一个礼拜的时间。
And then the next choice is related to this, but it's a specific action concerning this is going on a short-term mission through either this church or some other organization.
那接下来这个选项呢，跟刚刚那个2%的这个呢是有蛮接近的，就是说你愿意参与美德教会提供的短宣，或者是其他机构所提供的短宣出去参加宣教。
So the next choice is to minimize luxuries and live at a level that sacrifices the luxuries that we usually have.
那接下来一个就是说。是不是愿意让我们的生活过得更简单一点，可以把我们一些过去比较生活的比较舒适享受的那些东西可以拿减低。
And then we take the money that we save from going without or selling the luxuries we have and give it toward a gospel-centered mission.
所以当我们过了一个比较简朴的生活，所省下来的钱，甚至是我们把一些比较没有用的奢侈的的东西卖掉，那所换来的钱，我们也能够把它奉献来作为宣教的事工来使用。
So this could mean going without cable TV for the year of 2014.
所以可能是说，比如说在2014年，明年的时候就不要再装有线电视了。
Or not buying the skis that you were thinking of buying, and then taking that money and using it for something.
或是本来你心里面想的要买一套新的这个滑雪的器具，那就不买了。
Or taking the luxury car we own and selling it, and then buying a simple car and taking that difference and giving it to something.
或者是把我们拥有的一个很豪华的高级车卖了， 换一辆比较简单一点的车, 那这个就能够有钱。
But the key here is to put a limit on our standard of living for the year of 2014.
那所以这边其实要鼓励的就是说, 让我们学习在明年, 我们的生活, 让我们的生活水平是能够在, 把它降低下来, 过的是一个, 一个简朴的生活。
Okay, and then the last is something that we as a church hope that every one of you check.
最后一项呢,是我们希望, 我们每一家,每一个人有机会都把它选了。
We are going to be doing Operation Christmas Child this year, and that's preparing a shoebox for a needy child somewhere in the world.
我们教会参与的就是, 圣诞鞋盒,这个送温情这样子的一个活动, 就是把, 拿一个鞋盒装一些东西可以送给这个世界上一些我们根本不知道在哪里的小孩在圣诞节的前夕
In the shoebox is necessities, school supplies, little gifts and toys
在鞋盒里面可以装什么呢 就是装一些生活的必需品啦学用品啦 甚至一些小小的礼物可以装在里面
But the most important is Samaritan Purse, the ministry that provides these shares the gospel of Jesus Christ with every child that receives a box.
那这个团体, Samaritan Purse, 他们想要达到的就是在每一个鞋盒里面都带着福音要带给收到鞋盒的这些小孩。
So by preparing one box, you know that the gospel will reach one person.
所以当你准备了一个鞋盒的时候, 你就知道这个福音是要传给那个
And potentially the family of that little child too.
那也可能的就是这个小孩子的家，家人，因为小孩子收到这个鞋盒，也能够福音带给这个家。
So go ahead, click. So this is 100 million boxes have already been given out through this ministry, and that stacks up 26,000 times higher than the Empire State Building.
这个机构已经收到，过去以来已经收到。 一亿个鞋盒这么高，所以把所有的鞋盒叠起来呢，就是这个帝国大厦的26,000倍那么高。
I have a video for you to watch now.
好，现在是有一个
Just click right on it. Yeah, there you go.
Video 就是讲到这个圣诞鞋盒。
What I told you.
有点像圣诞的气氛哈。 圣诞节是可以不一样的，可以有不一样的圣诞节。希望是一个礼物，来装一个鞋盒。 让我们借着改变一个人心来改变这个世界。
So again, we hope at least you would consider checking that one, if not any others.
所以我们很希望,如果其他的你没有选的话,我们希望你有机会能够选这一项。
Later, during our worship service, we will also have the chance to respond with our faith promise.
接下来在我们主日崇拜的时候,我们会有一个机会 来填写信心认现的表格
Which you've heard announced many times
你已经听到这样子的介绍好几次了
And so that is another avenue of response to get involved in missions
那是另外一个机会让大家有机会来参与宣教
So we'd like you now to just take a few minutes to think and pray and discuss with your neighbor how you are going to respond
那接下来这段时间我们想给大家有几分钟的时间安静下来可以有祷告 也可以跟你旁边的有一些讨论，到底要怎么样子来回应今天的这个讲座呢？
Because the fact that you are sitting in this room at a workshop called Getting Involved in Missions implies to us that that's your intent. You want to get involved in missions.
因为今天大家既然来参加这个参与宣教的这个讲座，我们就觉得你是有心想要参与宣教的，所以我们就是提供这样的机会让大家能够参与。
So as you leave, just give those to the ushers on your way out.
所以当等下离开的时候，请你把这个填的这个表格交给招待。
And we will follow up with you.
然后我们就会来跟你联络，来跟进。
I will pray now, and then please just stay as much time as you need to fill that out, and then we have some refreshments downstairs. You can go grab some before worship begins.
那在这时候我要为大家做一个祷告，祷告完之后，大家可以在座位上面安静，继续来思考怎么样子来回应。然后之后呢，下面有一些点心，在主日崇拜之前有一个空档的时间，大家可以到楼下。Let's
pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Holy Spirit, we ask now in the name of Jesus, our Lord, that you would move in our hearts.
圣灵，我们这时候求你自己在我们心中动工，求主耶稣来在我们心里动工。
Overwhelm us with your concern for the world.
求你将你对世界这样子关心的心也来带给我们。
Lord, break our heart with what breaks your heart.
求主将我们的心打碎，就像
And if anything, Lord, we pray that you would at least get us into motion in the right direction.
如果我们有什么可以祷告的，至少求主帮助我们，将我们的所听到的能够付诸行动。
That none of us would leave this room standing still and not planning to move ahead.
当我们今天我们听到的每一位，没有一位。 是原地没有任何行动的。For
your kingdom's sake, we pray in the name of Jesus.
我们为着神的国，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, take some time, and there's some refreshments after for you.
好，请。
And there is some announcements here.